Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Glad you're here. It's Friday at long last. Hooray, hooray, hooray. I have absolutely nothing planned for the weekend, but it has been an incredibly long week for me. A lot of things going on, certainly. I think I mentioned some plumbing issues and things like that. That was sort of the least of the problems, but it's just been nonstop busy, which is fine. I like being busy. Everybody likes being busy, right? To an extent, but geez, I look forward to a full night of sleep this weekend. That's how exciting I am. Anyway, welcome, folks. Friday, May 11, 2007, 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And be aware of our website, of course, franklyspeakingradio.com. Webmaster James working very hard there to keep it all going. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. So, tonight we are guest-free, my friends. I thought that it would be a good time to maybe catch up on some news. There's just so much of it. It's piling up. I haven't even finished going through it all. But it gets to be somewhat of a burden, I think, on occasion, just hauling all this stuff around. And once I go through the news, then it's able to be recycled or something like that. So that's great. I just would like to lighten my load a little bit as far as this this bag I carry around. Basically, here's how it works. I carry all the stories around with me. And, I'm just happy to get rid of them. When I use them or when I'm about to use them, they sit here on the counter. But until I go through them, I just keep them in the bag. And then every couple months, the bag starts getting, somewhere around like 50 pounds. And then I said, okay, it's time to get rid of some of this crap. So that's what we're going to do tonight, a little house cleaning with the news. And, of course, you're more than welcome to interact with us at any point. You know the phone number. And if you don't, shame on you. Okay, so one thing I did want to bring up, this is something maybe you didn't know about. Coming up tomorrow, that's all day tomorrow, I presume, but obviously before the mail comes, there's a Stamp Out Hunger food drive. It's taking place all over the United States of America. And here's what you do. Basically, you just put bags filled with non-perishable food items near your mailbox, and the postman, postal carrier, postwoman, whatever you might have, I don't know the politically correct term these days, they pick up all this food and they deliver to food banks. So it's very, very cool, and I would urge you to do something like this. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you just, in the course of listening to the show for as long as you have, there's certain foods you don't eat anymore. Remove the temptation, go ahead and give it to somebody who might need it. It's an opportunity for you to do something for somebody else, excuse me, and not actually have to do anything. You just stick it out by the mailbox, right? Somebody will take it. It's always been my experience anyway. Like, let's say you got a new couch. So you take your old couch, you just set it by the road, you know, turn your back for about 5 seconds. Somebody's already taken it away for you. You don't have to haul it away. You don't have to pay someone to pick it up for you. Just let somebody else do it. Somebody, another man's, one man's trash is another man's treasure, they say. Well, in this case, the Stamp Out Hunger food drive, very, very important thing. So, obviously, you can do something tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow before the mail comes, whatever time that is, you take your non-perishable food items, put them by the mailbox, and you can help somebody maybe get through these tough times financially. Speaking of food and finances, has anybody been to the grocery store lately? My God. I'm just shocked at some of these prices. I mean, really, we're talking about almost a doubling in the last 2 weeks of a great many food items. So not only are we getting railed at the gas station with these, it's $3.09 here in Northwest Arkansas, at least it was yesterday, actually about 2 days ago. I don't know if it's gone up any higher than that, but it's just unbelievable considering that oil is somewhere around, what, $62 a barrel. So obviously the gasoline prices, diesel prices are having an effect on the truckers, and of course, this is all being passed on to us food-wise, so do what you can to help somebody else out who might be less fortunate than you. Stay with us. We're back in three.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Love come quick, love come in a hurry, there are thieves in the temple tonight. They don't care where they kick, just as long as they hurt you, there are thieves in the temple tonight.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. And I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Hey, Manny, anytime you want to drop that music, there you go. It's Friday, folks. We'll let it go this time. It's Friday, which is always a fun time to be in here because, quite simply, I know that I get to sleep in tomorrow. I suppose I could probably sleep in every day, but I just don't do it. Go figure. Phone number, of course, 800-313-9443, folks. Last night we talked a little bit about health-related stuff and so on and so forth. We talked about the pig disease in China. Well, it's somewhere else now. This one came out today from Messenger.com, and it says over 3,000 pigs have dropped dead over the last 3 weeks in the provinces of Guria and Samegrelo in western Georgia. Now, they mean, of course, the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, not the state of. Locals are concerned of a possible pig epidemic. Representatives of the Ministry of Agriculture say, quote, there's no reason to worry, end quote. Well, that in and of itself should tell you that there's a reason to worry. Anytime that some government official says there's no reason to worry, it's a trust thing. Rastavi 2 Media reports that 3,000 dead pigs have been dumped in local rivers by farmers. The TV station also reports that infected meat is being sold at markets in Samegrelo. Now, that's almost identical to the same reaction that we read about taking place in China, by the way. The head of the National Service of Food Safety, Veterinary and Plant Protection Department, Levon Orkish Nelly told the Messenger Media on May 10th, quote, information was spread erroneously. The widespread disease is not a pig plague, end quote. He explains that they have not identified exactly what the disease is, but they suspect it is a particular kind of virus that attacks a pig's or other animal's immune system, making the animal vulnerable to disease. So he said, hey, the widespread disease is not a pig plague. That's a quote. But then he says that they don't know exactly what disease it is. So he's not lying. He's just being a politician. When he said the widespread disease is not a pig plague, he's saying it could affect anybody. They don't really know what it is exactly. But Orca Schnelli assures that the disease cannot spread to humans, even though they don't know what it is. Again, they said it can attack a pig's or other animal's immune system, making them vulnerable to disease, but it won't spread to humans. Well, isn't that refreshing? They don't know what it is. They know vaguely about what it can do, but they're certain about one thing, that, of course, there's no reason to worry, and it will definitely not spread to humans. Oh, boy. It's just, it's amazing to me, right? Surely somebody believes it. I don't know why. Anyway, he went on to say that this has only been going on for about 2 or 3 weeks and has only, that's in quotes, by the way, affected 3,000 pigs so far. Therefore, no one should worry about it, quote, as it is not an epidemic yet, end quote. According to Garam, a pig farmer from the Lanchudi district of Guria, to the Messenger, he said that the first case of the disease appeared not a few weeks ago on his farm, but rather a few months ago, saying, quote, the disease first appeared on my farm in February. In February, 155 of my pigs died, end quote. So, a little bit of being caught in a lie there, perhaps, on the part of the politicians, but, again, no big surprise. He says his farm is absolutely isolated from other farms and animals and says he has, quote-unquote, no idea how his pigs could have become infected. Yet they did. So, again, the idea that it's not going to spread to people and blah, 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 hard to say because nobody knows how they're getting infected in the first place, which I think ties into what we talked a little bit about yesterday. With the possibility of things being sprayed in the air. Who knows? The Food Safety, Veterinary, and Plant Protection Department is calling on the population to keep domestic animals isolated and keep their living conditions clean. They're also telling people to follow proper procedures when storing and processing their meat. But residents' fears appear not to be assuaged, as many are not convinced that the government is doing enough to address the problem. One resident told Rastavi 2 Media, quote, the land is covered with dead pigs, and there is no relief in sight, end quote. Well, you don't hear that phrase very often, and yet we've heard it almost identically twice in the last two nights. So go figure. Very, very interesting stuff. That one out of Georgia and, of course, China yesterday that we mentioned. This one from USA Today, also about animals, came out, strangely enough, today in the U.S. A rash of squirrel deaths from plague in the middle of Colorado's largest city has heightened surveillance for the deadly but curable disease. No humans have been infected with the plague, the Black Death disease that killed millions in 14th century Europe. A state hotline gets 50 to 75 calls a day about dead rodents. Chris Urbina, Denver's health director, said the risk of catching it is, quote, extremely low, end quote. One human case has been reported in the United States this year, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. A 49-year-old man in San Juan County, New Mexico, was hospitalized last week and is recovering. A flu-like illness that occurs most often in lymph nodes or the blood, plague is treatable with antibiotics. So, you know, we mentioned about all the things that are flu-like or respiratory in nature, and here we have another one that fits into that category, and that, of course, is plague. Very interesting. Denver's last outbreak in rodents was nearly 40 years ago. So far, 13 squirrels have been found dead in or near City Park, an urban playground 2 miles from the state capital. That's encouraging for those with kids. Two infected squirrels and an infected rabbit were found dead in Denver suburbs. Plague bacteria are carried by fleas that infect wild rodents, rabbits, and cats, usually in rural areas. Plague reached the United States in the 19th century in rats on ships. It exists today only in the West, mainly in 4 states, New Mexico, Colorado, Arizona, and California. Infected fleas can jump onto animals or humans. Coyotes, foxes, and birds that feed on an infected carcass can transport the fleas, but themselves are resistant to plague. John Pape, an epidemiologist for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, suspects that that is how it got into town. The National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases reports 10 to 20 people a year catch the plague in the United States. On average, 1 in 7 dies. So 1 to 3 deaths, I suppose, every year. from the plague. Plague season runs from April to November during periods of moisture and moderate temperature. How about that? So now we know, obviously, there's a flu season, okay? There's a hurricane season. There is a West Nile virus season, and there's a plague season. Amazing. Among pets, dogs are resistant, but cats are highly susceptible, said Diane Millinen, a Denver health inspector. Quote, right now is a good time to keep your cats inside. Your dog is not going to get sick from a flea, but if the flea stays on the dog and decides to bite you, you could get sick, end quote. So you too, my friends, can contract the deadly bubonic plague or the Black Death if you'd like it. Just, of course, let ticks off your dog and all that jazz, or fleas, rather. Amazing stuff. Obviously, you've probably heard some of these things before. No big surprise. We do have plague-related issues pop up periodically, and it's just bizarre. Because last night, when we were talking about the story about the biological weapons centers all over the country, where they study things, of course, to find a defense against them, but sometimes they have to create them and modify them in order to create a modified defense, if you will. So that having been said, when you start hearing these things pop up that, you know, for the most part have never really been a problem before, I don't know. If it happens often enough where you've got a season, a plague season, and a West Nile season, maybe it's time to start asking questions, perhaps, right? We won't ask these questions. Why? I mean, you and I will. But no one will pose it to various politicians and whatnot. And if they did, all the politicians would say, this is why I am pushing for mandatory health insurance coverage for people. Now, that may sound great. It may sound like socialized medicine. You go to the doctor, you flash your national ID card, and you get treated for free, no problems. No. Basically, it's going to beef up the medical industry quite a bit, as the insurance companies will know that you are forced to carry some kind of medical insurance, and they want to be the one to, of course, screw you over, basically. So if it's modeled after the Massachusetts plan, we'll all have to have at least a small degree of it at some level. Otherwise, we'll be fined, I think, $1,000 per year per person, if I have it right. I could absolutely, completely and totally have it wrong. All right, this one is from the United Press International. Came out on May 3rd, and it says an Arizona man with tuberculosis is being kept in a hospital jail ward for going out in public without a mask and not taking his medication. Now, other stories I've read about this case seem to indicate that the guy himself, it's not so much that they're worried about him or they're punishing him, because he's not charged with anything, really. They're just keeping him away from everybody else because he's so infectious. So it says Robert Daniels, age 27, has been confined to the fourth floor jail ward of Maricopa County Medical Center in Phoenix since August, according to the Los Angeles Times. The newspaper said Daniels suffers from a drug-resistant form of tuberculosis. The hospital said the only secure place to keep him is in the jail ward. So he's not charged with anything. He hasn't committed any crimes. He admits that he went outside without a mask and forgot to take his medication at times. But the point is that he's not a criminal, but he's being held as a criminal because he's too infectious. Daniel said he's willing to stay in the hospital for treatment, but wants to be housed in a regular room, not in the jail. The ACLU of Arizona said it will file a motion to compel his release. Daniel's a U.S. citizen born in the former Soviet Union, was raised in Arizona, but returned to Russia 10 years ago. The newspaper said that Daniel's returned to Arizona last year in the hopes of getting better medical care. Now, there are various versions of that story out there. Some of them are very, very long and detailed and go into his past history and his health and sort of what's going on with it. But it is quite a moral dilemma to be in that situation where you got somebody who's so infectious that they really are a danger to the rest of the public. But, you know, let's say the ACLU or somebody else said, hey, we feel really sorry for this guy. Let's go bust him out. Well, who knows what would happen then? It's anybody ever read The Stand by Stephen King? No. If you haven't, it's about a super flu that sweeps across the planet and kills, like 99% of the people on the planet. Very, very interesting book. Well worth a read if you have time to pour through about 1,500 to 2,000 pages. But an excellent, excellent book nevertheless. Please stay with us, folks. We have to pause here for another quick commercial break. We'll be back to discuss not tuberculosis, but a little bit more on this bird flu thing. And then we'll, of course, be moving on to other subjects this evening. Be aware of our phone number, 800-313-9443.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. So apparently some of you are waiting online to get in on the show and weigh in with your thoughts. Feel free to do so. And let's start with Jim in West Virginia. Jim, welcome to the show.
Oh, you always welcome me. I don't know why you do that.
I like talking to you. What can I say?
Well, I'm an expert on many things, but there are a few areas which I'm incredibly dumb. This is way off in left field. Can you handle it?
Sure.
Okay, I'm not real smart about the New World Order, okay? I'm one of those guys who keeps thinking things will get better, but history proves me wrong.
I understand.
Yeah. I've been awake for many years, but I just the eternal optimist. I have a question for you.
Okay.
This is totally way off in left field. Do you think we can vote the New World Order out? Or do you think it's going to come to something worse?
Meaning vote them out in terms of the world?
Of ballots as opposed to bullets?
You mean in the United States?
Yes.
No.
Do you think it's going to come to something worse?
No. Well, I don't know. I shouldn't say I don't think that it will. I pray that it will not, and I will not be, you know, I will not be one out there with a call to arms for people. I would never do
that. Me neither. Me neither.
I'm very much against violence unless it's in sports.
Let me explain something very simply to you. The only excuse for violence is to stop otherwise unstoppable violence.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, that's real simple. I mean, let's talk second grade level.
Yeah.
But do you think we can, if enough people learn about the New World Order and all their violent attacks on us, do you think we can possibly vote them out without it going to bullets?
Absolutely not. Here's why I think that. And this is very interesting, and I'm glad we're able to talk about it, because I do like to discuss these things periodically. First of all, you would have to have a single, solitary, unifying movement, and that movement will never exist, and here's why. People just don't agree about things. And a perfect example, I don't know, you have a wife, right? Do you have kids?
I have a wife. I haven't seen my children for years.
Okay.
My first wife destroyed our relationship.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
But you have family around you, so you can put it in this context then when you're thinking about this. Is there anybody in your family, in your close circle of friends, coworkers, anybody you're really good pals with or whatever?
Oh, an ungodly number of people. Many, many, many.
Okay. Is there
friends
any
friends I can take a stick at?
Well, you're good. Well, of all those people, is there anybody, even one, that you agree with 100% on every issue?
Several at 99.
Yeah, but none at 100. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I'm exactly the same way. And you know, I can agree to disagree, certainly, on a lot of things. But again, the problem in this country, and we see it manifested in every possible conceivable way, is, and it's in business, it's in retail, it's in the churches, it's in politics. Everybody wants you to think their way is the right way. And because we have that mindset drilled into us in America in every way, like I said, even and you turn on the television, my network's better than that network. My Subway store is better than that Quiznos store or whatever. You know, it's always something. It's all about the competition. Sports, everything is geared toward this right and wrong. You know, this team and this team. So what I'm saying, though, is that everybody has a different idea of how to fix the process, and nobody's going to relinquish their idea to somebody else's idea. I mean, everybody's a follower to a certain extent,
at least
the majority of people in America. But at the same time, when it comes time to saying, hey, let's start over, let's have a revolution of thought, everybody wants their thought process to be the right one. So it's in that regard, I think it's extraordinarily unlikely, because here's the main problem you'd have with the whole voting people out thing. You'd have to convince Republicans that they would have to vote against Republicans. Now, most of the politicians...
What's the Republican?
Well, I'm just saying, look, Democrats who are dyed-in-the-wool, diehard Democrat fans, these are the people that they surface every 2 years to yell and scream about things, and then they kind of fade back into the background when their candidates don't win. Well, that's going to be changing soon, and they're going to have 8 years of being suppressed and in their mind, oppressed. And the Democrats are just going to be going crazy in 2008 when Hillary takes the White House. So at that point, you're going to have, again, a different thing. You're going to have to convince those people who feel that they finally achieved victory that there are people in the party that they love, support, and respect and have done things for, given money to, wasted their own valuable time campaigning for these idiots. You're going to have to convince them that they need to go against that party. They can't do it. It's just like anything else. If you are... I don't know.
I'm fighting tears.
I know it's awful. It's an awful situation. But let's say, for example, now you are in West Virginia. Let me think. All right. Let's say that you like the Washington Redskins. You love the Washington. You always have your whole life, and you've supported this and this. You've gone to the games. You've given them tons of money. You paid for these season tickets, and then you found out that that money was going to child sex slavery. You'd be devastated. You would never even want to hear that story, because you're more comfortable ignoring the truth than admitting that you have spent your life supporting a falsehood. Hang with me here, Jim. This is important stuff. Folks, stay with us. Back in three.
I'd love to.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Open lines tonight if you want them. And before we bring Jim back, let me just speak about this for a second here. I think it's very, very important that we have these kinds of discussions, and I applaud him for thinking these kinds of deep thoughts. Here's the thing. People would rather live a lie that's comfortable than face the realities of the truth. Now, you think about the other side of this whole thing. Let's say people did start waking up, and I think they do. Absolutely, without a doubt. Make no mistake, I wouldn't be here if I didn't feel like progress was and could be being made. So I do have faith. I have no doubt about that. But it's important to understand the ability of the powers that be to be immensely involved. Okay? So let me give you an example. Infiltrators. It's very easy to set up an infiltrator in any sort of organization. It's because basically, like I said, people want to be followers, okay, for the most part. They, when given the opportunity to make changes, they want to be involved. It's kind of like anything else. But for the most part, people, I think, do want to be followers. So all you got to do is infiltrate at the top. That's why politics is infiltrated. That's why the churches are infiltrated. So, because it's a heck of a lot easier for the powers that be to control one guy or girl with, you know, 1,000 people, 1,000 followers, if you will, than it is to infect every one of those followers individually. It's too hard. It's too big. Even they can't do it. They're human beings, too. They have allegiance to a higher authority, not the same one that we presumably would have allegiance to, but allegiance nevertheless. So think about it in that terminology. So fictional scenario here, which I love. Love thinking deep thoughts. Democrats and Republicans see a great falling away from both parties. People are angry. People are upset. People are peeved. Okay? Do you not think that there would be at least one, certainly more than one, I have no doubt, politician who has a political analyst working for them that says, hey, you need to get behind this movement. This is huge. This is like the independent candidate possibilities that we've never, ever seen before. And that person says, yeah, you're right. You're right. This is a great opportunity. I'm going to renounce my Republicanship or my Democrathood, whatever the proper terminology is, and I'm going to lead these people exactly where I would have led them had I stayed a Democrat/Republican. But I'll talk their talk, I'll walk their walk, and I'll get into power, and then nothing will ever change. So it's very easy to do that sort of thing, to have an infiltrator as a leader, because then you vicariously infect all of the followers. I just don't think a movement like that could go anywhere. I really don't. I think they're wise to it, and they're ready to stop it in its tracks if it needs to be. Now, here's the other thing that has to be factored in with as far as a political reformation. You've got your Democrats and your Republicans. For the most part, big elections every 4 years, small elections every 2 years, meaning what? That the window of opportunity is less than 2 years for a dramatic wake-up. That's it. Because as the end of that two-year period starts drawing to a close, people start talking about politics. And you got your politicians up there, and they're getting all kinds of FaceTime. They're on television, they're on the radio, they're in newspapers, they're in magazines, they're everywhere, they're on the internet. Maybe they're knocking on your door, coming to your town for a photo opportunity. Who knows? But the point is they're telling you things that you want to hear. I will help you. I will make the changes. Don't try to be a leader yourself. Let me lead. You just be a follower, and I'll tell you everything you want to hear. Just go back to sleep. Just sit tight, calm down, and at the end of this two-year period, everything will be fine. Most people, when they start, and we see it in cycles like this, and since I've been awake, I've noticed it too. You see these cycles pop up. People start to wake up, they wake up. Then an election comes along, and then they just fade into the background because they start to say, hey, this candidate is listening to what I'm saying. And you don't think they have people monitoring these broadcasts? Of course they do. Perusing the websites all over the world to find out what people are saying? Of course they do. They know how to play the game. They're good at it. They're professionals. That's why they get paid for it. Okay? So the point is that you have to have a massive wake-up of people turning away from individual political parties, being cognizant of the fact that they're infiltrators, and doing it in less than 2 years' time. So, Jim, unlikely, brother.
Am I on the air?
Yeah, you are.
Okay. Well, there are several things which blow my mind. If the NSA is actually monitoring all these communications, whether they're fax, email, voice, what have you, can't they understand that no government can stand without the support of its people? And another thing which blows my mind, are we heading into vigilantism? Because it only take one shot from a vigilante.
That's right.
To pull the martial law trigger, and that tears me up. I'm more composed now than I was a few minutes ago.
Yeah,
But don't they understand that if they don't have the support of the people, they cannot stand?
No, and here's why.
They don't view
the people as having any authority because the people have never sought to assert their own authority over the politicians. Most people think about this way. There used to be a time in America where you could take a trip with the family to Washington, D.C. You could walk across a giant fenceless yard and knock on the door of a big white house and say, I'd like to speak to the president. And guess what you'd be able to do? Speak to the president.
Right.
The president was not held up in such a position of power, in such a position of elitism, that you could not have a dialogue with the president. You could go there and ask him to put you in his cabinet. He'd say, leave your resume on the desk and we'll talk. You could do that back in the day. You can't do that now. You can't even speak your mind near the president of the United States. You have to go to a free speech zone. The Secret Service, the FBI, he's got certainly all the law enforcement that are necessary, and if need be, National Guard. So all these things are all there, all of these obstacles between you and the highest office in the land. They do not respect the people because the people have slowly allowed these things to take place. Now, you look at the assassination of President Kennedy. How much did that change all this? Quite a bit.
Well, Kennedy said peace, mm-hmm. not war, and
yeah.
he won me over as a small child,
mm-hmm.
very small child, believe me. But at any rate, for what I'm trying to figure out this much, I'm trying to figure out whether we can, if we who are professing, believing Christians, I'm one of you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I became Christian at the point of suicide in 1973.
That'll do it.
Yeah. Can we rattle enough cages so that people will choose ballots rather than bullets, or are we heading for bullets?
Well, I think it's more than just a twofold issue, and that's the beauty of it. And I'll give you a perfect example, Jim. Do this sometime as a little sociological experiment in your own life. Talk to people you run into all the time. Just say, hey, quick question: are you Democrat or Republican? Watch how many of them will give you an answer. You know what I would say if you asked me that? Neither. They're all idiots.
You know,
that's what I would say, because people are conditioned to think that there are only two options. Again, black and white, right and wrong,
left and right.
Do you know what I say? Heads and tails. What?
You know what I say? I say, this is not about left and right. This is about right and wrong.
Oh, I know.
When we have Rosie O'Donnell on the hard left, and we have various other people on the hard right saying the same thing I'm saying, this is not about left and right.
Mm-hmm.
This is about right and wrong.
That's right.
But I'm just afraid.
What I'm saying is, and I understand what you're saying, and I'm with you, brother. Trust me, I have that same fear.
Yeah, I trust you.
Yeah, I have that same fear that this thing will devolve into this, because I'll be honest with you. They fear, and this is the powers that be, they fear the ballot. They fear a thought revolution, a political reformation, far more than they fear a bullet revolution.
So they don't worry
about the violence. Violence can be done with in the snap of a finger.
Believe me, if 100 million gun owners sit there, you know, this is what really freaks me out. Okay, if our government, I know a lot of nice policemen, okay?
Sure.
You've become a Christian. One of them came and lived with me for a while because of financial difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
But I have the utmost respect for people who put their life on the line every day.
Amen.
Okay, but what scares the daylights out of me is these same men are going to be expected to fire on our own troops,
mm-hmm.
fire on our own people, I'm sorry. They're going to be expected to do things which are unconstitutional.
Yes.
And I honestly can't help but think that we're going to have a military coup between those who have sworn to uphold the Constitution
mm-hmm.
and those who won't
mm-hmm.
uphold the Constitution.
Yes.
I see a military coup as a possibility.
Oh, I do too. But let me weigh in on that thought real quick, because
please
this is
do.
Something that I've thought long and hard about as a descendant of pretty much a veteran of every war going back to the Civil War, and everybody in my family for the most part serving in the military with the exception of myself, because Bill Clinton happened to be president when I got out of high school. It's probably the only thing that kept me from going in. But
you want to talk about heritage? I'll blow your mind.
I have no doubt. But let me address the military coup point. This is an important point. Are you familiar with the Model Emergency Health Powers Act?
Not really.
Okay, there's that legislation and then some other little tidbits in there and the CDC's recommendations, which basically state that they can go and forcibly vaccinate you door to door if necessary. Now, do I think they have the manpower to do that?
No.
Hell no. Not in a million years. But that doesn't take away the fact that they have the authority to do this. So, in essence, when you think about it in that terminology, picture in America post a post terrorist attack or post health
incident.
Crisis. Yes, some sort of incident.
Incident.
Now, In these types of situations, the majority of the American people will beg to be controlled and protected at all costs, and they will surrender all these things. So right there, the majority of the population, gone. They're taken out of the fight because they're just a bunch of pansies. They're just taking themselves out of the fight, really. So for the rest of the 10% or so who are still left, you know, these people are not going to, they're going to be somewhat difficult to control, I suppose. But at the same time, here you've got military personnel, law enforcement personnel, people like that who have been conditioned every single day of their lives, okay, professionally, to view the people who refuse to comply with the best, you know, what's best for the country as militias, as dissidents, as radicals, as revolutionaries, as anarchists. So they've conditioned. Think about it this way. When you have the cops and they go out to a protest and they're decked head to toe in riot gear, what do you think they're being told? They're being told there is somebody in that crowd who wants to take your life. They want to make sure your children grow up without a father. And they get them all riled up. They get them all riled up. And it doesn't take much. And then you throw in a provocateur and all hell breaks loose. So think about it this way. They say to you, Jim, you're a good little soldier. We like you. We like your family. Listen, very few people in this country, we don't have enough resources. We don't have enough vaccine. We don't have enough food. We don't have enough safe areas. We will take care of your family because we want you to be able to focus on your job. And right now, your job is to take out these idiots, these crazy, radical wackos.
This is what amazes me.
Well, there's one more that we got to factor in, too. As far as a military coup, think about this. The powers that be control all of the media. Everything. How do you think a military coup would be viewed in the media? It wouldn't be viewed at all. And if it did, they'd say there's a group of crazy radicals out there screaming Allah Akbar, and they're just gunning down National Guardsmen right and left. When that's obviously not going to be the case. They have to address it, but they don't have to tell you the truth. The emergency alert system is something that's set up. It used to be called emergency broadcast system. And they can can break into any radio broadcast, any television broadcast. So they could shut down TV and radio instantaneously.
I'm familiar with FCC law.
Yeah, okay, that's right. That's right. We've had these talks before. Yeah. So you know that as far as tanking the communications, that's easy enough to do. The internet, even easier to take down. So they don't even need to address these things. And if they do, they can paint them as radicals and try to turn the people against those military personnel who are trying to save the country. So I just think that,
Frank,
yes.
I honestly do believe that if enough of us tell the truth, that maybe we can have ballots, not bullets. Now, that may be Pollyanna thinking. That may be rose-colored glasses, which my mother gave me.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly think that if we keep this as an information war,
yes,
as opposed to a shooting war,
yes,
which I hate, and I'm not afraid of guns, believe me.
Yeah.
But if we can keep this an information war, if you can somehow, I don't know how, if you can impose on your listenership how important it is to tell the policeman, did you know that our president signed two laws on October 17th, the Military Commissions Act and the John Ward Defense Authorization Act of 2007? I've told several policemen this, and they looked it up, and they called me and says, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I have told them, listen, here's the simple truth of the matter. And I said, I don't want you caught in crossfire because you're a solid gentleman. He says, I don't be caught in crossfire either. But I can see, I don't know whether we're going to see vigilantism because it just takes one Looney Tunes out there to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
And we'll trigger martial law.
Here's what I think.
Vigilantism scares the daylights out of me.
Well, I think as far as being hopeful about change, I am, as I said, hopeful about change. And I do think that we can make a huge difference. But here's the thing. What we have to do is we have to break down the pedestals that hold people up. That's what we have to do. We have to explore and expose institutions, political parties, all the things that lift themselves up above the people, all the things that cause people to look at somebody or something and go, wow.
Do you remember Thomas Paine?
Yeah.
Common
sense. Not personally, but yes.
I had to I had to read Common Sense as a youngster. I also had to read Das Kapital and Mein Kampf and the Communist Manifesto. I had two ex-school teachers for parents, a mild form of kid hell. But at any rate, I honestly believe you have no idea how important your job is. You don't know. Okay?
Okay.
And what I'm trying to tell you is that your listeners have to tell the people who are in positions of power, I'm from the government. I'm here to take your money and take control. 82, I think that was an old poll, 82% of the people who are in prison have not endangered anybody, have not victimized anybody. They have, quote, endangered somebody, or they're there because of corruption, or they're there because of whatever. But 80, I think it's 82%. Oh, numbers elude me anymore. I'm getting older. But for whatever reasons, we have all these people in prison for various different reasons. But if we tell enough of the people at the grassroots level who are in positions of power, and I do understand that our government is based on the shoulders of Christ. I believe that if you will do everything that you can to tell these people the truth, that we may be able to avoid Bullock. I'll hold.
Okay, sounds good. I agree with what Jim is saying, and I think that if we can allow people to understand what their authority is and stop putting people on pedestals and institutions, stop letting them think, stop them from convincing you that they're better.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. This hour is being brought to you by our good friends down at the Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to all the fun things in the area, outdoors and indoors. Howard Creek Resort, the perfect family vacation spot for you and your family any time of the year. You can visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. We got some big stuff in store with Howard Creek Resort. I've been talking to them, and I think they've got some very, very cool and exciting ideas. But let's get back to what we were talking about here. Before we go back to Jim, think about what has changed here, folks. George Washington did not want to be president of the United States of America. Now we have people, multimillionaires, who spend millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars because they want the job. Why? What's so great? It's supposed to be a hardship. Leadership is supposed to be a burden. Why do they want it? That's a question. The Department of Defense is the Department of Offense. Now we're just going to go and start bombing and invading countries because they might do something? What has changed in America? And I'm not even talking about hundreds of years. I'm sometimes talking about just several years. Things have changed, folks. Things have changed dramatically. And they can change back, but I do think it is a slow, gradual awakening process. Because here's the thing. If you try to wake people up to something, okay, you can do so. You can wake them up in various ways. What we try to do here on this show is this. We try to wake people up in the course of addressing numerous different kinds of issues, because they once they realize there's some truth amidst a lie that they had believed their whole life, then they start delving deep. People like us who are awake will never have our eyes closed because we haven't been swindled. We've woken up. We will never forget, and we will never be defeated. And we can do this if we do it one person at a time. So I think that's the main thing. I don't think you're going to get a big campaign going. I don't think politically you're going to wake up the world. But at some point, when we teach people to start asking questions of their media, when we get people to start knocking down the pedestals that the politicians are on and say, hey, you're a public servant. I'm the public. You work for me. When people start understanding what their authority is, then we realize that we have relinquished a great deal of that to the politicians, to the churches, to the media, to law enforcement, and so on and so forth. And trust me, there are good people in every one of these institutions. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that they're all bad. I'm saying that we need to understand that we are just as good as they are in every possible way, and don't let anybody tell you differently. Jim in West Virginia, welcome back.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to mention one thing and then let you go, because I'm sure the phone lines are lighting up. I used to be in radio. But at any rate, the main thing is you have to understand how incredibly important your job is to wake each individual up so that they will speak to others whom they care about. Now, I don't care if it's 9/11 truth. I don't care if it's NAIS, National Animal Identification System. I don't care whether it's about the forced vaccines or FEMA, the fact that less than 10% of their budget is actually going for national disasters, or anything else. But just understand that every member of your audience is incredibly important in this movement so we can avoid the bullets. The framers of our Constitution, the people who started the first American Revolution, tried again and again to try to say, don't do this. And King George III didn't listen. And what amazes me is we have King George I, George Washington, George II, George Bush, and George W. Bush III. Mm-hmm. But we have to talk to people.
Yeah, that's
one
it.
At a time, and I'll let you go, okay? Because I'm sure those phone lines are lit up.
God bless you, brother. You're doing good things, man. Thanks for keeping it real tonight and bringing up a very important subject. Folks, stay with us. We're back in 90 seconds with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners.